Some people want, let's see this one again. The Rashi of Anir Akira and the Rashi of Adiramai. Whatever I said yesterday, I said, we're going to relearn it again when we get to that Gimel Manat Mochekas of Yosi Nerbaron. The Gemara talks about the case of Adiramai, and Mr. Shem will come back to it. Barichos Golden. Zarki Gemara. One of the listeners, I'm ready, Mr. Seva, I'm ready, Mr. Seva, I'm a cool shuddy, I'm a cool shuddy. This is hard to say one of them. Why has it got to say a double time? Everyone was called it funny. Then my name is Yerko Zizu, and Kusiku Shuli. Very good. That's a Salinish show. We'll listen to any Mr. Seva near down the cool shuddy. So it's a more very strange Havamina. Eat Tony, any Mr. Seva, Havamina, my Mr. Seva, Reseal. I'm a thinking a person might make a mistake that when a person says the word Mr. Seva, I found it. In the regular street language, when a guy says, I found him, and this is how I saw it. First of all, I make a mistake and think that the word Mr. Seva, I can be quoting something by seeing it. I forgot the loss of the other Berea of Yalmakani, Tanakul Shali, the extra loss in Rashi speaks out, is to tell you that Berea Lakani. Interesting, Gomorrah. Freaking warm, you must have said, I'm a Mr. Seva, I'm a Rabino, I'm a Sultan, I'm a Yadim Ashmo, and even then you're prompted from giving it back to him, right? So I see that the word Mitzia is referring to something that's in your hands already. Anywhere in. It's also the crowd, also another mashma. The Torah says, found means it's in your hands. We have found the Shadalman, look at how the belt speaks. The Chazi, the people say when they see it, I'm not Ashkechaz, I found it. And I might think, we're Yamal Kani. Kula Shali, we're Yamal Kani. Fake more, listen, Kula Shali, the lay boy, any means to see it. Tony Kula Shali, I mean, a valley, if I mean to see it, we're Yamal Kani. Tony means to see it, but Tony Kula Shali. The Mishnah says, I mean, the real Kani. That's the Gemara's Havamina. Why do I say the Gemara's Havamina? Because the Gemara in the next line is started from this whole patch karate, and the Gemara says that's not the Pshat, he wants to say, I was called the Kani. All this is based on the fact that the guy said a double time of Mitzvah Siyah and Kulashid. But the Gemara says it's not true. Let's have a Zek Kani, Zer and Mitzvah Siyah, Zer and Kulashid. That's why the Gemara moves on to the other Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about two cases. One case where they're arguing about a Mitzvah, and one case where they're arguing about Mekach Memkar, which is the one that we're going to start on Mitzvah Shem on Sunday, the Sugi of Mekach Memkar and Mitzvah. What are they arguing about? What's the din? Very hard on the base coming up. Very hard on the base. Very interesting on the base. Very important on the base, but very hard. So I want to speak about two things today. I want to speak about the Sugi of Risia. What is this? What is this thing? Does it have a meaning that you can be kind of with you? Looking at something, what does it mean? And the second thing I want to speak about is to make a summary of this week of the things that we spoke about this week of when we have Shnayim Meres Metalos, when we pass in Yachalik, we're not, as we'll talk in a few minutes. The Mitzvah Chadasha that I asked you to see today, what's the real Mitzvah? The Mitzvah Chadasha says an interesting Zach. The Mitzvah Chadasha says that it's a no-brainer. He says it's a double poshut. That the havamin of the Gemara that you could be kind of something with a Riya alone was not so a Mecha Chavemka with his Abaylon. It wasn't until the Mecca Chamemka where there's somebody who owns it. The whole Havamina of that it works is only talking about a Mitzvah, where there's no Bailam on it, and then there's a Havamina that you can be kind of with real on. It's about one line Ritva that I asked you to see today. It was explicitly that this entire Havamina, that a person could be kind of something with real, was only something that's not a Mecca Chamemka, only something which doesn't have a Bailam. At Kanda Ritva. Now, when you see such a Ritva, you have to say to yourself, my high, if Riyah is a Kenyan, why should it work Dafka by Mitzia? That's the first thing I say. So those, we have a Gemara that had a Havamina, that Riyah is kind of. We'll expand soon. The Ritva said, you should know that this Havamina was only said by something which is Hefker, something which doesn't have a Bailam. Something has a Bailam, there's no style in the world. So the first thing you have to ask yourself is, but the Gemara had a Havamina, then you're kind of with Riyah, whatever that Havamina is, which we'll talk about soon. But Dafka, when it's Hefka, if it works, it works, it doesn't work, not work. That's the way I would ask the Shiloh. That's Shiloh number one. Shiloh number two is the Tosfos over here, the reader of Alma Kona, yes, Akasha. Why in the world would a person make a mistake and think that, Riyah is kind of some force measure later on? Abraham Tony Masis and Ross and Mitzia, Bumble Chavei Ritinali, Telekona Beria. What's the case of that? That's some of these. This is a Sakasha, and that doesn't fit as a Mishnah. A guy was going on over here down the street, and he saw a Mitzvah. He told his Chava, pick it up for me. The Chava picked it up, and I picked it up for myself. Did it? For Tais Sakasha, what do you mean? What do you mean the Chava picked it up for himself? But I saw the Mitzvah. And since I saw the Mitzvah, I'm kind of it already. Well, that's right. I mean, he is not kindness. How could why would a person make a mistake and think he is kindness? It's an unfortunate mission later on that a guy was walking down the street. He saw the Ritz Museum. He asked somebody to pick it up, and he's not kindness. And for Tosfos, given the Amar Tanali, Yeshenafal, Goli Daita, Del Ninzalel, Mikmi, Ache, Gevi Yale. Interesting Tosfos. Tosfos says, no, there's no rabbi over there. You know why over there? You're not kindness with Riyah. Because you are Galadas, you don't want to be kindness with Riyah. Because you said to the fan, give it to me. You fell on it. So since you did other actions, you're Megala Das, that you don't want to be kind with Riyah. Says Tosfos. If not for our Mishnah, which teaches me Riyah is not kind, I would still make a mistake and think that Riyah is kind. I have Riyah is kind. So why in that story over there in the Testament Bays is Riyah not kind? So I was Megala Das, that I don't want to be kind with Riyah. Where was I Megala Das? Because you went ahead and told your friend to give it to you. But they stayed in Tosfos. I'm just curious. How did I learn Pshat and Tosfos Teretz? Tosfos meant to say, because the guy doesn't want to be kinder with Kinyan Re'iyah, he wants to be kinder with Kinyan Hagwa. What does Tosfos mean today? He's like, really, Re'iyah is kinder. Neither our Gemara's half a mean is legitimate. What was I asking? How could you have a half a mean over here that Re'iyah is kinder? It's unfortunate mission over there. The guy saw it. He's not kinder, it says. So Tosfos says, no, there it's different, because over there the guy was Megala Das, that he, doesn't want to be kind until it gets to his end, because he says Tanali. How do I learn a Lamdas? Why don't you tell them a Tosfos? It tells me to say there's two Kinyanim. There's a Kinyan called Riyah, it's a Kinyan called Hagwa. I said, I don't want to do Riyah, I want to do Hagwa. Is that how they learned? What do you mean the guy was Megala Das? Megala Das that what? He doesn't want the Kinyan of Riyah, he wants the Kinyan of Hagwa that the guy should do for him? Is that how you learned? So there's a huge controversy about that, you all know. That there's a famous Rebbe Akiva Eger, we're going to see later on, when we get to Sugya of Dalet Amos, the famous Shaila. Let's say a person wants to be kind of something, and he has Das for Kinyan A, and he does Kinyan B. I repeat, a person wants to be kind of something. He grabbed the Das to do Kinyan A, he grabbed the did Kinyan B. It's called, in Lashon of Rebbe Akiva Eger, Kinyan Hamoyel, or Kinyan Shein Hamoyel. It's a Kinyan that works, and a Kinyan that doesn't work. I want to be kind of an object that I saw on the street. I saw a talis on the street, I want to be kind of it. So the part is, I could do two kinyanim. I did a kinyan with Riyah. I did a kinyan with Riyah. And the part is, that what? I was Megala Das. I don't want to do Riyah. I want him to go pick it up for me. So why doesn't it work with Riyah? So there's no really Riyah. It works. Over there, you're Megala Das. You're Megala Das. You don't want to do a kinyan of Riyah? Well, you did a kinyan of Riyah. I mean, you want the object yet. You did a kinyan of Riyah, yeah. Who cares that you wanted to do a different object? So this topic is a major controversy in the Achronim. If I want to be kind of an object and I did a kinyan, and Grada, I didn't have Kavana for Kenyan A, Grada wanted, I did Kenyan B. It doesn't work. Why is you did a Kenyan? You want the object. I mean, do you have to have Das to make a vice of Kenyan? That's the question. You have to want the object. I want the object. Just I didn't have a Das for this mice of Kenyan, I had Das for a different mice of Kenyan. Is that what Tosfos meant to say? Really, he is kind of. Just I didn't want to do a Kenyan of Riyah. I wanted to do a Kenyan of Hagwa. Even though I want the object, but you did Riyah. See, you told me you have to have Kavana. Is that what Tosfos meant? You have to have Kavana for Riyah. Is that the shot? Or Tosfos meant something very Balbatish. I didn't have kavana that the thing should be mine until it reaches my hand, time-wise. It means I saw it at 11 o'clock. I don't have das to make a kinyan. What does this mean? I don't have das to make the mice a kinyan, I don't have das to make the kinyan until it reaches my hands. Interesting shalom pshat and tosis. How do you read the tosis? Goli das means that I don't want to do the mice a kinyan of Riyah. Or not that I don't want to do the mice a kinyan of Riyah. I don't care if you want to do the mice a kinyan of Riyah. Just the word, I don't have das that I want the thing now. I only want the thing when it gets to my hands. And then I don't have das on the chalais, not das on the maisa. I'm not trying to learn the Torah. How do I learn this one?
How
can you call it
a
no.
Of course, Kinyan Riyah would happen when I see it. I won't have much, but
then I know that, but the guy did a Kinyan Riyah. If I don't say the second shot there, he doesn't care when it gets his. He wants his ach. He did a Riyah, finished.
I don't know
how much of
a
chalais
be
cleaner.
I don't need
das
to be
cleaner. That's the shot later on the test. We'll see. There'll be controversy. No, that's good. Well, see, there is. There's also a problem. You plan to fall on it, whatever it is. You obviously you got a das by falling on it. You didn't have das to be kind of beforehand. Why did you go fall on it? Either way, as I say in Tosfos, Tosfos says really is kind of. Why over there is not kind of? Because the goli daite. So the Ramban and the Rashba ask over here. The Ramban particularly asks you to see. The Ramban says he doesn't understand Tosfos Teretz. In fact, the Ramban, I don't understand you. What are you telling me? Maybe he is kind of. Over there, the guy's goli das. What's the goli das? Because he told somebody to get it. Of course he told somebody to get it. He needs to get the Zach. You expect him to leave it there on the street? What was the narrative? He's walking down the street, he saw it. Now the minute he saw it, he's crying it. You want to know why he told his friend to get it? Because he wants it. What does he want? You can leave it there on the street. So that he told the guy to go pick it up for me, or that he jumped on it to get the talus, that's called Gilotas. Difl says the Ramban Tosis Teres is wrong. So what do you do, Tosis Kasha? It's a Mefurshim Mishnah that Ramban Deri is not Koina. So he says, it's a Mefurshim Mishnah that Ramban Deri is not Koina. Mefurshim Mishnah, the guy saw it, he's not Koina. I saw, what's the Gemara over here saying? The Ramban says, not the end of the world. Sometimes you have a ton of a Mishnah who adds on a few extra words in order to teach you a din, even though it's Mefurshim later on. There might be a bunch of examples from different places in Shas, where even though it's a Mefurshim Mishnah that Deri is not Koina, the Tana goes out of his way to be Ma'akim, to twist a few words. And he teaches us that Riyah is not Koina. That's fine. So the Taisa says, I don't have a Mishnah later on that says Riyah is not Koina, because it is newfangled Goli Daz. Raman says, no. It's about the first in the Mishnah later on that Riyah is not Koina. That's the Pashto Shana Mishnah. And the Gemara over here is eating on. That the town over here also ate it on. In fact, Raman, but Rashi doesn't work. Because Rashi says Mefurish. Rashi says black and white that the Loy Ashminon Shum Tana the Loy Kanila. The Rashi says there's no Mishnah that says anywhere. Yeah, Meisim. Like the Rabban, Tosis Teretz I don't like. There's no Gilu Das. Elamai, you have a Mishnah later on that says before us that Riyah is not Koina. In fact, the Hailer Gilu Rabban, but Rashi says not like that. Rashi says the Loy Ashminon Tushan. Rashi says there's no Mishnah out there that says Riyah is not Koina. What do you mean? It's a first Mishnah. The guy saw the thing and he's not Koina. Says the Rabban and the Rajba. Very interesting Teretz. The Teretz is, because that Mishnah is not a Raya that Riyah is not Koina, because it's talking about that they both saw it at the same time. Their Riyah is not Koina, I repeat. We have three Terutzim on Tosis Kasha. Tosis Kasha said, how could the Mavir have a Havamia that we're teaching Riyah is not Koina? It's a Mefurshim Mishnah that Riyah is not Koina. Teretz number one is Tosis, is over there there's no Raya because the Gaz Megal Adas, he doesn't want Riyah. Teretz number two is the Ramban, who says, in Achanami there is a Mishnah that Riyah is not Koina, but our Gemara is adding on, because sometimes the Mishnah also adds on. And the third Teretz says the Ramban is, like Rashi, who says there is no such Mishnah, that Riyah is not Koina, because that Mishnah is talking about where they both saw it at the same time. Riyah is not Koina. Not kind of Teretz of the Ramban. He's like this. Rashi says over here that there's no Mishnah anywhere that says that Riyah is not Koina. There's a Mishnah for us in the Testament Bay, so Teis is in, so the girl that died, he doesn't want Riyah. But the Ramban doesn't hold to that Teretz. So what are you going to answer for Rashi? He says a new Teretz, a third Teretz. When two people see it together, they're not Koina. Here also, I want to understand why two people see it together in Akraina. But all the Maisa Kinyanim, it's not like that. When two people do a Hagbah, what's the din? It belongs to both. When two people do a Mashiach, it belongs to both. Why when two people do a Riyah, it doesn't belong to anybody? One second. So, I have two kashas. One child is, so I have two dinim, so let's talk openly now. We have a Gemara that had a Havrina that Riyah is Koina, with two unusual dinim. Din number one is it doesn't work by Mecca Chamamka, it doesn't work when there's a vial only by Hefker. Okay? And din number two is it doesn't apply when two people do it together. Those are two red flags that cause us to discuss why on the tzad their re'iyah is koina, why is it different than all other kinyanim? That's the big shaila that we want to address. Why is it that re'iyah on the tzad that it's koina is different than all other kinyanim? A, it doesn't work when there's a vial only works by Hefker. And Satan's, why is it when two people do simultaneously, nobody's kind of? Those are the two challenges. Is the answer to these both these questions, why on the tzad that Riyah is kind of, is totally, first of all, on why, what is the tzad that Riyah is kind of? And I want to build from inside the sugya, it looks to me that it's machleik between the Meiri and Tosis, why should Riyah be kind of? What is that? Mazah. In the Meiri, it's Mefurish. Very interesting Meiri. The Meiri says explicitly that Estius, so the game plan is like this. I'm going to say over here two Mahalchim and what the Tzad of Riyah is Koina. Like both Mahalchim, I'm going to explain both Dinim. Why when there's a Baal it doesn't work and why when it's two it doesn't work. Like both Mahalchim, I'll explain. Aleph. The Meiri says, we'll take two tracks, and they're both tracks I'll explain all the dinim. The Meiri holds, Meiri says, that Riyah doesn't just mean you saw it. What does it mean you saw it? What does that mean? What does that mean? You saw the thing, so what? So now you have a connection with it, because Vayar Alekim Ki Toiv, Shtein Ol Svar HaKadoshim, that when the Eberstel looks at something, it creates Toiv. Okay. No, those who say like that, by the way, those who say that when you do a re'iyah to a zachid, epis creates epis a kesher with you, epis a miyuchadkeit. But the Miri says not like that. The Miri says that the ma'ala of re'iyah is that I had taken steps to take it. I was about to take it. I'm in the process of taking it. Miri's lashon is that I saw the zach and I began the process of taking it. It's otatot karibami. It doesn't. It's an interesting Miri. Who told the Miri that's the case of re'iyah? Because it was pushed to the Miri that stop looking at something has no meaning. Says the Miri that the shadow of re'iyah is that I'm at Lito, I'm about to take it, and I'm on my way to taking it, and there was a happening that that's enough to make it yours. I say stay in the Miri. Sorry. It's a shot like this. Yishlein. I want to start with the two din. That's what the Miri says. So Riyah is not stam a din. That's going to take it. So we'll start now with the din of the Ritva. The Ritva says, a very interesting Zach. The Ritva says that when there's no Bailim, you can do Riyah. When there's a Bailim, you can't. One of the big mysteries, why not? What's that? The Chorin is a different Israel. I want to say a very clear Nusach. What could be the Pshat of the Ritva? I could say that the Pshat of the Ritva, why when there's no Bailim, Riyah works, and when there is a Bailim, it does work, is very simple Zach. Watch. Every time there's a Bailim, so there are two events that have to happen when you do a Maisa Kinyan. There are two events that have to happen when you do a Maisa Kinyan. It has to leave the guy's Rishos, A. It has to come into your Rishos. By the way, every Maisa Kinyan by nature perpetrates two things. It takes it out of his Rishos, and it brings it into my Rishos. So you could say that the Pshat and the Ritva is a very Gishmak Pshat. When you do a Maisa Kinyan, for example, Kesef, Chazaka in the field, Hakbo, Meshicha, you're really doing simultaneously two things. You're taking it out of the Rishos of the owner, and you're bringing it into your Rishos, Meshicha, Hagbah. Even Kesef, where you're giving him something. Chazaka, we do something in the field, correct? Riyah, in general, there's no Maisa that's Fizing going out of his Rishos. It's a one-sided Kinyan, where the part is, I have some sort of connection to it. So even before I get to the Miri, I could say that the Pshat and the Ritva is very simple. Whatever the Pshat and Riyah is, but you'll all agree, it doesn't advise, it doesn't express taking it out of somebody's Rishos. All you did was you saw it. Meshicha, I did an act of taking it from his Rishos. Hakbah, I did an act of lifting it from his Rishos. Chazaka, I'm showing Bibles in his Rishos. Kesef, I'm giving him money for the ownership. I can go on and on and on. Riyah is a one-sided thing. Riyah is a one-sided thing. You saw it. But there was no act which vies taking it out of his Rishos. That's for sure. That's a no-brainer. So the Achorim want a Taina, the Rebbe Rishis is something similar to this, others, then that's the Pshat of the Ritva. It was a no-brainer that when the Zach is owned by somebody, it was a no-brainer that when it's owned by somebody, and you need to extract it from his Rishos, there's no way in the world that Riyah is going to work. Riyah is a one-sided Kinyan. I mean, in general, I'm saying, even if Riyah is Kaina, but there's nothing in the Riyah that's going to pull it out of that guy's Rishos. Mela said the Ritva, that if Yenna guy is a Bailam, there's no way in the world that Riyah is going to work because the Kinyan has to do off a double thing. It has to bring in a Jew, but it has to leave Yenim. There's nothing that shows leaving Yenim. Riyah is a one-sided thing. If it says the Velt, the Lomdim say that Avada and Avada, it only works by Hefker, it only works by Metziah, as we'll talk soon about. That's how the Velt wants the Taina Pshat in the Ritva, why Riyah only works, because you'll all agree, it's a very, very interesting type of Kinyan. It's a very, very interesting type of Kinyan. It's a very, very interesting type of Kinyan. It's not a Maisa Kinyan that Bechlal reflects in any way on the owner. He doesn't play a role in it. Not on his owner and not on his Rishos. I'm not taking it out of him, not lifting out of him, not taking it out of him, not giving him anything. He's Bechlal not a player over here. So that could be the Pshat there as well. A very good Lomdash of Pshat. This newfangled Kinyan called Riyah is what I call a one-sided Kinyan. It can bring it into your Rishos. It can't take it out of somebody's Rishos. So therefore, it has to be Hefker. One second. And in Hefker, it's enough to show Bailers by doing Riyah. That could be. I want to for a washer, he timed it, that the feet of Miri, he wants to time a different shot. Also a Lomdash of shot. How does the Miri learn? Miri learns that the act of Riyah is some sort of Maisa Kinyan also. It's not Stam that you saw it. The Maisa Kinyan is that you are on your way to doing it. And even though you didn't actually take it yet, but the going towards taking it, the on the way to taking it, the process to taking it is, it's, in another minute, I'm going to take it. I'm on my way to grab it. He said, I'm worried the Gazach. When there's a Bailim, you being on the way to take it has no meaning. The guy can stop you. It's not under your control to take it.
What's the meisse king in the pshat that I said till now was a lomdish report? That if there's a violin, so then you need to do an act which doesn't bring it to you, you have to take it out. What you said a different part. He said that the whole meisse king over here doesn't have any meaning if there's a violin. Because what is the meisse king of Ria? The meisse king of Ria is that I did 90% of what's necessary to be done to get it. It's in my hands. That's when it's hefker and you can do what you want and there's nobody around and you're about to take it. When there's a bialim, you don't have to, it's not in your control to take it. The guy at the last second can stop you because he's the bialim. So then there's no maisekinyan of Riyah b'chol. You can't perpetrate a maisekinyan of Riyah to something that somebody owns. Because what your actions have no meaning. That's a nifl tikkur vart. So the first svara that I said in the Ritva is what I call a general svara, is that one-sided actions can't take it out of somebody's rishos, in general. The second svara I'm saying is a much more simpler svara. Not that the pshat is that you're doing a maisa kinyan that can't advise to take it out of somebody's rishos. I'm saying that technically you can't do the act of re'iyah when there's an owner. First pshat's not saying a horn on the act of re'iyah. First pshat's saying, okay, you did an act of re'iyah, but the re'iyah can't take it out of somebody's rishos, you can bring it into your rishos. The second pshat I'm saying, the fi'i me'iri, is that you can't do an act of re'iyah, because the act of re'iyah is that I'm about to take it. But you can't do about to take it when there's a bialim, because the bialim can stop you at any second. And by the same token, I heard from Rashi once, he said, that that's the reason why the Rashi and the Ramban say that when both people do it together, you don't have a kinyan riyah. Because the kinyan riyah is that I'm about to take it. But when there's somebody else there, it could be he'll get there first, and he won't get to take it. So it's not inevitable that you're going to take it yet. It's not otatot that you're korov to take it. And Mela, technically, lefi the Miri, you don't have a maisa kinyan, say when there's somebody else in the picture. It means, according to the Miri, that the fort is that I'm about to get it. The coast has to be clear. If there's a bialim in the picture, the coast is not clear. And if there's another party in the picture who's also about to take it, the coast is not clear. And Mela, the kinyan really you don't have according to the Miri. And then, I repeat again, I don't have to come on to a big lomda shavart of saying that the maisa kinyan only takes it into you, it doesn't take it out of the bialim. That's derech number one. If he said that's derech number one of the sugya, but I want to build from inside the sugya. There's another pshat in what Riyah means. One second. There's another pshat. That's one. That's Miri. Miri says the first pshat, and according to Miri, I understand the Ritva. According to Miri, I understand the Ramban. But there's another pshat in the sugya that I want to build from your inside Taisus. I want to tell you a davar nifla. I want you to teach you how to learn a Taisus, even though it's not big lomdus, but it's maridik. Look at Taisus. The Riyah Ramal Lekani. The work comes out of Maskon over here that you can't be kinder with Riyah. There's a man the Omar, not everyone holds like that. Machlekes daf kufchesam and Aleph. Rava holds over there that habata, not riya. Habata is like a lotion of gazing. Okay, habata in hefker is kinda. So in fact, there's a steer. Agamar says it's a no-brainer. They're not kinda. Then what over there says a man the Omar habata hefker is kinda. Ever Tosis Heinrich also meister called to be going to get there get their call. You made a fence. Now slowly. What is Tyson answering? What'd you do? What was the purpose why you made a fence? What? So why is Shmira better than Riyah? Why is Shmira better? Why is Habata that you made a fence better than Riyah? What's the act of making a fence? We're talking about Rishos Rav, by the way, okay? What's the act of making? What's the act of making a fence? So the Pashrashat is that it's an act of Shmira. Rashi, and the Kufi Chesam and Aleph, I asked you to see it inside, says, what's Habata mean? Habata doesn't mean you're looking. Rashi says in Kufi Chesam and Aleph, you're watching it. You're Shmira. Rashi even says a drop later that you were terech to do a Shmira in the next Rashi over there on Kufi Ches. Lishmar, Rashi says, you bothered yourself to do something, to watch it. But Rashi says it's Shmira. So it's very interesting. The Tosfos right over here in the back, he says, what's the chiddush of Riyah and Habata? He says, Habata is Shmira. Habata is where you watch the stuff. Riyah is you looked at it. Either like the Miri, you looked at it and you're about to get it. Or maybe you stop, you looked at it. Say whatever you want. But Habata is Shmira. Habata is... Now, the Tosfos speaks out of Shem Lamed Vav. The Tosfos of Shem Lamed Vav speaks out. That's the pshat. Riyah means you're looking at it, and habata means you watched it. They're two different things. I did an act of watching it. I did an act of protecting it for myself. I'm trying to ward off other people from taking it. It means I took a step to have it watched for me, shomer. So that's the ma'ala of habata. By the way, so for sure Rashi daf kufir ches. Rashi takes this down. Rashi kufir ches says that the ma'ala of habata is that she did a shmir on it. Takes on the back away. The ma'ala of habata is that he did a shmir on it. It's being watched for you. So that's a lot better than me, that maybe you have nice intentions, but you didn't do anything to protect it for you. So have a pshat kasha. Have a more kasha. If the pshat and habata, why it's coined is he did a shmira, what forced Tosis to learn that he put a fence? He should say, Ria, you stop looking at Shmira, I started to watch it, I stood there, didn't know anybody touch it. You stay away, it's dangerous, radioactive. It's mine. Like people hold parking spaces. I'm ready to Kashayla. Halei, Ria's not Koina. How about the effect Tosis, why is it about the Koina? So Tosis made a little fence. What's right, you made a little fence. Speaks out, Tosis Rosh here. Tosis Rosh also here speaks out, by the way, that he didn't make a fence. Tosis Rosh speaks a different Kimta. That you made a whole trask over here. You did a lot of watching. Fast. You did a lot of tirchi. Made sure nobody's coming. Got the mice the whole time around. I don't understand. Let them say a simple Torah like faces weird. You watched it. Ria is you didn't do anything. Ria is you saw it. And how about this? You watched it. Why did that make okimtis? Put up a fence. Rashi says a kufi ches was a toirach. Takes a rush over here. Makes a whole dramatic okimta. He doesn't just say you watched it. The lashon of Tosis Rosh over here is when he brings the teretz of. He doesn't say he put up a fence. He says a different teretz. I'll read you his lashon inside. He says like this. Says, Hanu Dafka be Asik Maruva, come a Shemre, Svichim, you're real Shemre, you're watching it, nobody should touch it. Had the same kasha. What does that make a whole Kimta? You're watching it a lot. You should say you're watching it. The Ktesa Shunam at Bob, the only one Ktesa, he speaks on first. The Chilik is Riyaz, you're looking at it, and how about this? You're watching it. That's a completely different step. So we have to add on that you put a fence around it. He has to say that you're watching it a lot, like people who are watching Shvias. Rashi over there says, Tayrach Harbe, well, what's going on over here? They should say, like the speech says in the back. Here you saw it, and here you watch. The watching is a different darga. They'll tell you what it says over here. I'll tell you pshat. I believe that this Tosis who made it a kumta, that you put a fence up. Why did he put a fence up? He said you watched it. Listen, watching is a notch above looking, right? You looked at it, and you watched it. So what's the matter of putting up a fence? Because the fence is guarding it a little bit. So say, you're guarding it yourself. I'll tell you what the pshat is. I'll tell you what the emes pshat is. I believe that this Tosis is a gilui, what re-see means. Tosis on the social with Dafa Pasha, what's the mind of looking, seeing it? So you saw it, big spiel. Watch what I'm going to say. It was Pasha to Tosis that seeing something means you're watching it. That's the bare minimum. If you're not watching it to make other people not take it, so what do you mean you saw it? So you saw it, big spiel. So look at it, take a picture. We see it means I saw it and I'm going to get my hands on it. Not like the Miri that I took two steps forward and I was about to bend down. Not without those fancy okimtas. We see it means I intend to take it. What do you mean to I intend to take it? I saw the Zach and I'm going to keep an eye on it and I'll get it. So it's Pasha to Tosis that the Kinyan of Re'ia, if it works, is Shmira. So fact is, what's the Ma'ala of Habata? So like Tosis says, what do you mean? He did Shmira. Re'ia is also Shmira. It must be you did something more. You upgraded the Shmira. You put a fence around it already. That's episode Ma'aseh Kinyan. Or the Tosis Rosh says that you did a real, very serious watching. Not stop keeping an eye on it. I want to buy ice from Tosis. The fact that Tosis went up two notches instead of stop saying that you did a Shmira as opposed to non-Shmira, it was a no-brainer to Tosis that if Re'iyah is not a Shmira, Re'iyah is nothing. So Re'iyah means Shmira. Re'iyah means Shmira. That's what Re'iyah means. That's what Re'iyah means. But Tosis says, yes, but Habat is better. Habat is a high level Shmira. You put up a fence, like Tosis Rosh says. Re'iyah Lefi says, Pasha. So now I understand why it can't be Hefker. It's Pasha. Habat al Mashal, that Habat is Kain. It's only the Hefker. It must be Habat the Hefker Kani. It's not going to be Kain. Why not, by the way? If he says, very Geshmak. What's this new Kenyan called Shmira? What's this new Kenyan called Shmira? It's being watched for me. What makes the Kenyan, by the way? Let's say there would be a new Kenyan called Shmira.
What's the pshat? It's being watched for me. It's being held for me. I'm saying very blunt. A chazak that has a bialim is not held for something else. A chazak that has a bialim is held for the bialim. In a lumdish oifen. A chazak that has a bialim, you could say it's being held for somebody else. Who's the guy's going to let you take it? So what do you think? It's shomer bishvili. I already took a step. I'm watching it already. You can't watch something that somebody else's. If it's hefker, so then you can take a step towards the zach and show bialim over it that it's being watched for you. It's being held for you. A chazak that has bialim, how can you go ahead and say it's being held for me? So even if you'll tell me that being watched is a legitimate Ma'aseh Kinyan, which is, comes out it is, so I'm saying, where did the Gazach? Habata behefker is kind of, why? You didn't do a Ma'aseh Kinyan. Terence says, it's a Ma'aseh Kinyan, I did an act of Shmira. You have to remember this the rest of your life. State that if I do an act of Shmira on a Zach that's hefker, it's a Kinyan. If I do an act of, why? Because it's watched. Why is that a Kinyan, by the way? Because I showed Bailas. How did I show Bailas? I didn't do a Ma'aseh, I didn't do a Hagbah, I didn't do a Mashiach, I didn't do a Chazakra, the Terence, but it's being watched for me. If the Zach has a bialim, it can't be watched for you. It has a bialim. It's being held for the bialim. The bialim can change its mind and take it away from you. So the watching for you has no meaning. Bechal, that's a davar nifla l'amita shel Torah. Hayetz mitvareinu is we have a very strange Gemara that says, a havamina that Ri is kind of. If Machlekes over here between the Miri and Tosis, what's the havamina? According to the Miri, is because you took tangible steps to be Kobi Kaina. And according to the Tosis, we're building that it's because you did a low level Shmira. And the Havmin is that it works, A. B, Habata is kind of a hefker, let everybody, because you did a Shmira. Three, but that's clear that all these Kinyonim, Sairi and the Havmin, Sairabot and the Havmin, Maskan, is only going to be by hefker, not by something that's owned. That's clear. And the Hezbrat Varim is one of two things. Either, like the Lomdim say, that when it doesn't have a Bialim, you can get away with bringing it into your Roshos, you don't have to take it out of the other guy's Roshos. Or the pshat is, like I'm saying now, the bechal, something which has a bialim. You don't have that to be your pshat, you don't have the pshat of the shmir. So I'm saying two reasons why none of these things apply by hefker. According to the miri, it doesn't apply when you have bialim. According to the miri, it doesn't apply when there's bialim, because who says you're going to take it? And according to the pshat of shmir, it's not watched for you, it's watched for you and a guy. Unless you say the lamdash pshat. The lamdash pshat is that maisa kinyanim, which don't take it out of the rishos, so somebody can only work for hefker, not by when there's a bialim. Rekavet Shabbos, I would just end off and tell you a very interesting base of Levi. There's a lady that gives us some mem hey oizvav. Just a couple of chavos. Some interesting idea based on this. And I believe it is rishos to say that this Beis Halevi is a test of all the lomdos I said. This is what Beis Halevi says. Beis Halevi is in chelik gimel sumim mem hey oizvav. He's married to Gazach, and I'm just saying this is Prophet Shabbos, okay? What? Prophet Shabbos. And I believe that the Beis Halevi is a test of everything I just said. Beis Halevi says, you all know, I don't know if we're going to get to El Metzias this month, we'll see. What? Trying to turn the page. Okay. You all know, there's a famous controversy in Achronim. When you have a Metzia and there's Yirsh, how does it work? Does Yirsh mean that it's Hefker, there's no Bialim anymore? I mean, you have Aveda, and the guy's Miyash, it's Pukka's Bialim, you all know that. The other side of Yirsh is that what Yirsh does is it allows you to take it. But it's not Pukka the Bialim until you take it. You all know that? Famous controversy that the Gedolei Achronim argued about it. Yitzchak, Sivis, Shmuel Sakri, Beis Halevi, Imre Moshe, everybody. What happens when there's Yirsh by Metziah? Is Pukka the Bialim not his anymore? Or if it is, just you're allowed to take it. By the way, what's the big nafkamina, remember? Oh, does that make a new Ma'aseh Kinyan? Does it have to make a new Ma'aseh Kinyan? The classic nafkamina is, does it have to be kind of back? Right? Does it have to be kind of back? If it's Pukka the Bialim, it has to be kind of back. If not, then it doesn't have to be. Listen to this. Beis Halevi was from that school of thought that all the Yirsh, it still belongs to the Bialim, just you're allowed to take it. In fact, the Beis Halevi, oh, you're not going to believe this. In fact, the Beis Halevi, so how could the Gemara over here have a Havamina? Let me see, it works. The Riyya works. Halevi, that's a no-brainer that when there's Bialim, Riyya doesn't work. Halevi, that's a no-brainer that when there's Bialim, Riyya doesn't work. So how could you have Havamina? The Riyya works by Metziah. Jesh, jesh doesn't mean there's no Bialim, there's still a Bialim. I mean, Bezalevi, 1 second. Bezalevi is a kasha. You found everybody agrees when there was a Bialim still. Riyah doesn't work. How could you have happened over here that Riyah would work? It's a Metziah. Metziah is yesh. It still belongs to the Bialim. There's still Bialim here. So how could Riyah work? How did that sort of cloud bubble that Riyah can't work when there's Bialim? As a effect of Bezalevi. 1 second. As a effect of Bezalevi. So I want to stop here, first of all, at his kasha, before I get to his teretz. If the reason why Bialim shters is because he's not going to let you take it, or because it's being watched for him, I'm not sure by an Aveda that applies. Everyone agrees? Why does a Bialim shter Riyah? So we said a Balbatish reason, because when there's a Bialim, he's not going to let you take it. When there's a Bialim, it's being held for him. When there's a Bialim, you can't watch it. What about by an Aveda where the Bialim doesn't know where it is? Here also the Bialim shters me, if what shters me is about Bata Shazach, I'm not sure they said he's right. If the fact that there's a Bialim shters me because technically my Riyah has no meaning because he's going to take it back, what about when it's lost and he's not going to take it back? So right now I have control to take it. Does that shter me because there is a Bialim somewhere out there? That's an interesting thought. If I learn the other pshat, that the chisaron of Bialim is that you need to take it out of somebody's rishos, that applies by an Aved also. I found a very interesting nafkamina of the raid that I said today. Today I said two reasons why when there's a Bialim, Riyah and Pavata don't work. One reason is because to take it out of somebody's Rishos, you have to take it out of their Rishos. You can't just bring it into yours. And the second shot was, I said, technically, when there's a Bialim, the Bialim doesn't let you take it, so Riyah has no meaning. Have an nafkamina. We'll be in a case where there's a Bialim that the Bialim doesn't have control over, like an Aveda, the Beis HaLevi's Kasha. The Yish still belongs to the Bialim. Beis HaLevi said that if Yish belongs to the Bialim, so this more doesn't make sense because it's a Bialim. So I was saying to myself, what does it bother you that this Bialim? If the problem with the Bialim is that the Bialim is going to at any second take it over here, he's not going to take it because it's an Aveda. So I have control of it. I found the Zachin Street, I'm going to take it in a second. What do I give this Bialim? But if the mile of Bialim is a lump of shot, that the word is, I have to take it out of the Bialim, so then you have to take it out of the Bialim. The mile of the Zach is owned by somebody. Either way, Beis HaLevi says, the Vibalt Nitzia Yersh has Bialim still, so Riyah can't work. Rekha Beis HaLevi, so what's that in Ar Gemara? It says Beis HaLevi that the Rosh says that Ar Gemara is talking about Avedas what? Avedas Akum. And Avedas Akum, the Torah was Mafkir the Bialim. Not like what I said the first day of this man. Not like what I said the first day of this man. So Rekha Beis HaLevi that by Avedas Akum, the Torah was Mafkir the Bialim. Oh, he's Bialim by Avedas Akum. That's why you're allowed to take it. So what's Shver? Zakh Beis HaLevi, so what's Tosis Kasha now for the Mishnah Daf Tes? Mishnah Daf Tes, a guy saw a Metziah, what was that talking about? What type of Metziah was that? It was Yisrael. By Yisrael, it still belongs to him even after years. Says the Beis HaLevi, if you march the Kotera, have a new Teretz on Tosis Kasha. Tosis is the Kasha from the Mishnah Daf Tes. We see Riyah is not Kain. Zakh, of course Riyah is not Kain over there, because he asked when Avedis Yisrael. Avedis Yisrael after years still belongs to the Bialim. The Bialim still belongs to the Bialim, so if Father Riyah can't work over there, says the Beis HaLevi, I have a new teretz on Tosis Kasha. Tosis is the Kasha to prove that Riyah can't work. I have a teretz on the Kasha. Mishnah over there is talking about a regular Metziah, after years, where there's still a Bialim, and etc., 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 etc. Over there, for sure, Riyah can't work. Our Gemara is talking about Dafka Vedas Akum Atkan Direa Beis HaLevi. 1 second. All these Kashas you can ask your wife at lunch. You understand? She always wants to hear what you did today, right? Yeah. Why are you laughing? You don't talk to your wife, only? What? One day.
Maybe the answer so easy she can answer it.
What? No, your wife knows the answer. Such a lady. Yeah. It's a lady, I said it over, besides Kavashat brings out really the power of everything we discussed today. Emir Moshe, rather, in Sivan Lamed Zayin, says just the opposite of Beis HaLevi, for Kovod Shabbos. Emir Moshe, Sivan Lamed Zayin, says just the opposite. Emir Moshe, Sivan Lamed Zayin, says, like I said the first day of this man, that Avedas Akum, that you're allowed to take, is not because it's not the Hakums anymore. The Torah was mati you to take it. So Fakert, the Ramesh says that if our Ramesh is talking about an Avedas Akum, he doesn't understand Pshat in the Gemara. Because Avedas Akum is a Bailum. He says, if we're talking about Avedas Yisrael with those years already, so then I understand that Pukka the Bailus, Kum Fakert and Isalevi, years is Pukka the Bailus. Avedas Akum is not Pukka the Bailus. He blives fair. What's our happening? Two opposites, Isalevi and Ramesh. Okay. But I want to end off this week. Oh, it's late. Wow, so much to say. Okay, listen carefully. I want to make a summary and a major, major addition to something that we spoke about this whole week. It's been a theme that we're going through the whole week. Murder every said, listen carefully. We have a mission by us. We're ending part one of part one of part one. Okay? That means we finished Chelek Aleph, Ois Aleph, Sifkon Aleph. We'll move on now to Chelek Aleph, Ois Aleph, Sifkon Beis on Sunday. Out of 1,000 Sifkon. We spoke this week about a very cheesy topic that kept coming over and over again. I want to say the grand finale on that topic that I didn't speak about till now. Shneimers Batalis, Moiv Rabbi say, what's the din? Shneimers Batalis, what's the din? Yachleiku. What happens when other forces, other tools interfere? So I have five cases that I want to discuss with you. What happens if you have Shneimer Ezra Batalis with a Migu? Does it work or not? So Taisus says, what? Migu lo Haitzi. Shitas Taisus. We spoke at length why it's called Migu lo Haitzi, but that's Taisus, okay? That's case number one, where I have outside interference, where I want to tip the scales of Shneimer Ezra Batalis. One guy has a Migu. No, it's Migu lo Haitzi. Case number two, that we're trying to speak about, is Roiv. What happens if I have Shneimer Ezra Batalis and one guy has a Roiv supporting him? What did the Trumas Hadeshin say? What did the Trumas Hadeshin and Shin Yudal say? Roiv works. I ain't holchem b'momen achar Roiv. That's when you're going up against a cheskes momen. Over here, it's not a cheskes momen gomor. You have to remember that lashon for the rest of your life. It's not a full-scale cheskes momen because they're both holding on to it. Case three. What about a case where you have a Shneimer Ezra Batalis Yachleiku and you have an Ein Sofik Meitzimidei Vada that kicks in? What about that? So Taisus took on for a Dover Poshit that it works. Taisus there as well, it's not called a Vada over here, you only called a Sofik. But Taisus fundamentally holds that Ein Sofik Meitzimidei Vada works even by Shneimer Ezra Batalis. It's case number, we're holding three. Case number four. What happens if one of the two people holding on to a Talis is a Marakama? One of the people on the Talis is a Marakama. We knew he owned it last. I'll tell you the story. I have a Talis. You already said it has a monogram on it. Kibindik Amokrim. Right? And another guy comes in holding on to it. He says, I bought it. What do you do? So we spoke out. Case number four. The Shmaitzer spoke out. That what? What do we do? We say Yachleiku. We put down a Shach. That says we say Yachleiku. Oh, we had a big problem. Why do you say Yachleiku? There's a Marakama over here. And we said that the only thing that works against the Marakama, whatever I say, what's the only thing that works against the Marakama, who's the last known owner? What's the only thing that works? Chazaka komashu tachazeli, you have to have a echocha. We prove from Taisus that Hashem is a metalis. You don't have a echocha. How do you prove from Taisus that Hashem is a echocha? Because the Gemara compares it to Manashlishi. Manashlishi for sure don't have a chazaka. So I just spoke out four interferences in Hashem is a metalis. Migu, Raiv, Sofik Ritri Devadai, and Marakama. I have a fifth case. You all know the din is. Case five. You all know the din is. What's the din when two people have a din Torah? One guy's a Bari, one guy's a Shema, but the Shema is a Muhsik Imam. What's the halacha, by the way? First of all, Bari, the Shema, Be'etzim, what's the din? Bari Adif. What happens if the Shema is a Muhsik? What are we passing halacha? Anybody remember? How many times have we over here? It means a Bari beats a Shema because I'm a better tiny than you, but if you're a Mutzik, I don't beat you. My Rabbi Rabbi say, what happens if a Shneimer is a Metalis and one's a Bari, one's a Shema? A new case. We spoke about Migu, we spoke about Roy, we spoke about Marakam, we spoke about Zambadav. A new case. Shneimer is a Metalis. One guy says, Kula Shali, I picked it up first. The other guy says, I'm a Shema. What do we do?
You don't have a knife to have.
Yeah, Bari or Shema?
Zijn we ook betalers? Zet er een baan in. Wat was ik daarvan betaald? Geef eens een baan. De Barry wins. Quote, de halakha minayu chazaka domar. None of them has a cheskas moment. None of them has a cheskas moment. They're holding it together. So part of Hashem, even though it doesn't go up against a cheskas moment, by Shnayim Eretz Metallos it works. And that's how the famous Shah Mishra brings it down. In fact, everybody eats a steel Shabbat. Why is it steel Shabbat? Why is it steel Shabbat? Because Rabban brings down over here with Shah by Shnayim Eretz Metallos. Why we don't see Migul? What does Rabban bring down? Migul Aitzi. So the Velt asks, the Rabban says by us, he brings down the pshat that Migul doesn't work for Shnayim Eretz Metallos. Why? There's Migul Aitzi. And yet he says that Barei B'Shem and Barei Adar works for Shnayim Eretz Metallos because it's not called a Cheskas moment. Stira, famous Stira in the yeshivas. Migul Aitzi lo yamridon. But Barei B'Shem and Barei works because it's not called a Cheskas moment. So here it depends. If Migul Aitzi lo yamridon is because you're clashing with the Cheskas moment, because I'm going to make an override to point blank stira. The same way Migul doesn't work, how does the Barei B'Shem work? But we about to be said that that's not the problem of Migul Aitzi lo yamridon. Because according to Rav Nochum, we said the Migul works at the Taina level. So what's the problem of Migul Aitzi? Migul Aitzi means you can't use a Taina to get. So that even though there's no Cheskas moment over here, because nobody has a private hold on it, and Barei B'Shem will work, but it's still called a Migul Aitzi because you're using your Migul to get something that you don't have yet. And this is another riot to the Raider of Nochum, that the topic of Migul Haiti has nothing to do with the din of Cheskas Moment, nothing to do with the din of Yitzchak of Araya. I can have a situation where nobody has a private Cheskas Moment. I can have a situation where Roy will work. I can have a situation where Roy B'Shem will work. And still Migul Haiti lo Aminon. Because Migul Haiti Aminon is b'chal not a din of the Cheskas Moment. It's a din that what is your taina coming to do? A Migul strengthens a taina that keeps. It doesn't strengthen a taina that takes. So even in a situation where nobody here has a Cheskas moment that fights the Bari, nobody here has a Cheskas moment that fights the Roiv, well, if I have to put the Taina on the microscope, what's the Taina coming to do? The Taina is coming to take, not to give. Therefore, there's no stira from the fact that the Rabban calls it a Migul Haitzi, and yet he says that Bari B'Shema could beat out the din of Shnayim Eretz Metallos. Everything else today is regular schedule. Tomorrow we're going to continue, believe it or not, for those of those only 1 week, we're going to continue talking and learning to the Bachar, and my monk will give out the schedule starting at 10 o'clock sharp. Sometime next week I will make